Chazar zu sich nicht, was aber ich esch schlag, wenn wir am Yehudim, sech du Shabbos daf lametes. Sech du Mishnah, you not put an egg next to a hot water kettle so that it should get light, slightly roasted from the heat. You're also not allowed to crack an egg to fry it on scarves that have been heated by the sun. But Rabbi Yossi says that you may fry an egg that on scarves that were heated by the sun. You're not allowed to bury an egg in sand or dirt that was heated by the sun in order to roast it. The people of Tveria took a pipe of cold water and they passed that through the hot springs so that the water should get heated up on Shabbos. The Chum told them that that was Aser. And therefore they said that water that gets heated up like that on Shabbos is like water that was heated up by fire on Shabbos, and therefore it would be Aser to use that water for washing or for drinking. On Yom Tov it would be water like that was heated up on Yom Tov, and therefore it would be Mutter for drinking, but it would be Aser for washing. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says that if you just slightly roast an egg, it's an Iser Deraisa. Mabre de Ravina brings a proof from a Mishnah which says how he shows even like a slight action that makes something edible is considered to be an Iser Deraisa, therefore slightly roasting an egg would be similarly Aser Deraisa. Mishnah said, V'lo yafkiyena b'sudarin. Mariyat says, the Mishnah that says that you're allowed to cook water in the sun on Shabbos, does that mean, should we say that Mishnah only follows Rabbi Yosi? Rav Nachman said, no, all agree that cooking directly in the sun, like that Mishnah says, is mutter. Everyone agrees to that. Also, everyone agrees that cooking by a tolda of fire is aser. Machloikis is regarding a cooking in the tolda of the sun. Rabbi Yosi says, it's mutter. Acham say, if you allow a tolda of the sun, it will lead people to also cook in a tolda of fire. And therefore, they were goyzer that even a tolda of the sun is aser as well. Mishnah said, v'lo yatminena b'choil. Mar asks, how come Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue in that case, and why doesn't he say that it's mutter to cook in the tolda of the sun, which is, you know, in the hot sand? Why is that? Why does he not argue and say that that's mutter as well? Rabbi says Rabbi Yosi says that's usur because that may lead people to bury things in hot ashes, which is clearly usur, and therefore burying it in the hot sand may lead people to do that. Rav Yosef says he holds the usur because burying in the sand is usur because it may lead someone to, like Rashi explains, to dig a hole in the sand, which would be usur, or like Taisa says, because the sand itself is muksa, but that's why Rav Yosef does not argue over here and would agree that it's usur. The difference between these two answers, between Rav Yosef and Rabbah, is where someone has loose earth that's either not going to make a hole or it's not going to be muktzah. So to bury the egg, that is still a hot mono problem, but it's not a digging problem. Bryce says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to roast an egg on a hot rooftop in the heat of the sun on Shabbos. According to Rabbah, this makes sense because there's no reason to be going there for burying in ashes there because there's no burying that's going on over there. But according to Rabbi Yosef, he could be moving earth up there on the roof, so it should be Aser. The Gemara answers that a typical rooftop doesn't have earth on it, so there's no reason for Rabbi Yosef to Aser in that case either. Gemara asks from the case of the Mishnah, where the people of Tveria put the pipe of cold water through the hot water. Now, in that case, the Chum said it's Aser, and Rabbi Yosef didn't argue and say that the heat's not from a fire, and therefore it should be mutter. So according to Rabbi, this makes sense because the cold water in the pipe was being buried, so to say, it was like hatmona in the hot water, so it's a gzeir of hatmona. But according to Rabbi Yosef, with the problem of moving the sand, why would Rabbi Yosef say it's Aser in this case? Why doesn't he argue and say it's mutter? Mark explains that Rabbi Yosef would answer that Rabbi Yosef actually holds that the hot springs of Tveria are heated by fire, the fire of Gehenna, and not the sun. And therefore he would agree that cooking in the Chamei Tveria is also because it is actually from fire, it's not from the sun. Rav Chista learns from the story of the Anshei Tveria that the fact that Acham said it's also, we can learn that Hatmana, even when it's done on Friday, if it's done in materials that increase the heat, it's Moisef Hevel, it'll actually be also. Ula said we actually passing like the people of Tveria that it would be mutter. Rav Nachman said that the people of Tveria themselves retracted their psak and agreed with the Chachamim, and therefore we're not going to follow the people what the people of Tveria did. Mishnah said Ma'isa should also Anshei Tveria. What type of washing did the Chachamim say is usur, but with the using these waters on Shabbos? It can't be washing the whole body because that's usur even with water that was heated on Friday. So that can't be what they asked it. If it's washing the face, the hands, and the feet. And we're saying that the Chum say that was Aser. That can't be either because the Chum saying that it would be Aser for washing a Yom Tov also. And it's only Beis Shammai who say that you can't heat water on Yom Tov for washing. But Beis Hillel would allow it. That would mean that our Mishnah is following Beis Shammai. Rav Ikiva Hananya says that the water heated in the pipes that were meant to say it's Aser to use for a shower, not for a bath of the entire body, rather for a shower on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But showering with water that was heated before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, would actually be mutter like we find the shita of Rav Shimon. Mar brings out Rav Meir says you're not allowed to shower on Shabbos or Yom Tov with hot or cold water. Rav Shimon says it's mutter with hot or cold water. It's mutter to shower on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter with cold, but it is usur with hot. Rav Chis says machlok is only when it's in the ground. That's when Rav Shimon says it's mutter. But if it's in a keli, all would say it's usur to use for showering. Rabbi Rachana named Rabbi Yochanan said we actually pass on the Rabbi Yehuda, who's really the middle ground shita, who says Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter with cold, but it's also with hot. And he says, I actually heard this directly from Rabbi Yochanan that he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Don't think I'm passing like him, because normally Rabbi Yochanan says that he passing like the Machria, the one who's in between the middle Shita, that's why I'm passing like Rabbi Yehuda. No. I actually heard that he actually, in this case, specifically passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that important? Because it may be that Rabbi Yochanan only says that you're passing like the Machria when it comes to Mishnayis, not the Brises. And this is Machalek in a Brisa. Therefore, it's important that he heard that directly from Rabbi Yochanan to say that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in this case.